If you'd asked me which writers inspired me 10 years ago, when I was just starting out, you might have got a different answer. More than likely, I would have chosen writers of incendiary books, maybe writers who burned bright but burned out fast. But now, with 8 novels under my belt, I feel like I'm looking at the wider picture. For me now, inspiration is probably as much about how a writer lives their life and their body of work as it is about a specific book they've written. Two authors immediately spring to mind. First is Ian Banks, sadly no longer with us. Banks wrote 30 books in 30 years, roughly split between mainstream and science fiction, with a book on whiskey and some poetry thrown in for good measure. The body of work is remarkable, the breadth and depth of his intellect shining through every page. And his humanity too, most obviously in the culture sci-fi novels set in a quasi-socialist techno-utopia that remains one of the greatest works of imagination of our time. But he also wrote music in his spare time and constantly championed the underdog. He was politically outspoken, ripping up his British passport in protest at the Iraq War. But above all that, he was just a good guy, someone who listened and cared, who spoke and wrote about injustice, who cut to the heart of the human condition in everything he did. I was lucky enough to meet him a few times, and he was always wonderfully generous with his time, advice, and attention. I've also met the other writer who inspires me, James Salas. Salas is ostensibly an American crime writer, but so much more besides. As well as 16 sublime crime novels, he's written umpteen short story collections, poetry, essays, biographies, translations, books about music, and more. It's an astonishing body of work, but as with Banks, I'm equally as impressed with the way Salas lives his life and how that's reflected in his writing. Again, the simple humanity, the fighting of injustice, the quiet revelations about the world, it's all there. And he's a man of principle too. Recently, he resigned from his long-standing teaching post at Phoenix University when he was asked to sign an oath of loyalty to the government. He also plays music, as it happens, and has worked as a hospital therapist. Salas's novels are among the best I've ever read. He really pushes the boundaries of what crime writing is, and his more recent work has been full of existential exploration, deep thinking about the way of the world and our place in it, character studies and social commentary, as well as gripping plots. His latest, Will Not, is a masterclass in writing, so much humanity packed into 192 pages. Both these writers inspire me, and the way they have lived gives me something to aspire to. I won't get there, of course, but it's good to have something to aim for.